From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Another deadly day in two provinces in Syria. Syrian opposition activists say intense airstrikes on rebel-held parts of the northern city of Aleppo and nearby villages and towns killed at least 45 people. The Aleppo Media Center, an activist collective, said 45 people were killed Saturday, just hours after a new U.S.-Russian agreement was reached to try to end the violence in that country. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that 30 people were killed in Aleppo province and another 39 were killed by airstrikes in neighboring Idlib province. Abu Khalid is a civil defense worker in Idlib. He says a strike from a warplane hit the city. The Russian coalition strike targeted markets and shops. Earlier, a Syrian state media report that said that the Assad government is ready to abide by a cessation of hostilities called for in the new agreement. The ceasefire is scheduled to take effect at sundown on Monday. South Korea and the United States began their search for radioactive materials Saturday following North Korea's fifth and largest nuclear test on Friday. The Yonhap News Agency said an investigation team would collect air and water samples to test for radioactive materials such as xenon. South Korea said Saturday the North's capabilities are rapidly expanding, echoing concerns from world leaders over the latest nuclear test. China said the tests were not conducive to the peace and stability of the Korean Peninsula. The UN Security Council Friday strongly condemned the underground nuclear test and agreed to work immediately on appropriate measures. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. At least 23 people were killed and 70 others injured after a boiler exploded and caused a deadly fire in a factory in Bangladesh Saturday. Fire officials said that the explosion at the five-story Tempeco Foils Limited was huge and that the fire spread quickly because flammable chemicals were stored at the facility. Bangladeshi police said Saturday they had shot dead a suspected militant believed to have played a key role in July's deadly cafe attack in Dhaka. The dead man, identified as Abdul Karim, was suspected of being one of the planners of the attack, which left 22 people, mostly foreigners, dead. At least 11 people were killed by a 5.7 magnitude earthquake that struck northwestern Tanzania's Great Lakes region on Saturday. Local police reported about 100 injuries. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake was felt in nearby Rwanda, Burundi, Uganda, and in Kenya. Republican vice presidential candidate Mike Pence struck back at Democrat Hillary Clinton Saturday after she called some of Donald Trump's supporters deplorable. Speaking at a campaign event in Virginia, Pence said that Clinton's remarks showed a lack of respect for the American people.
There are people who believe in freedom and in the God-given liberties enshrined in our Constitution. Hillary, they aren't a basket of anything. They are Americans, and they all deserve your support.
Pence was referring to Clinton's remarks Friday night when she said almost half of Trump's supporters fall into a basket of deplorables.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
In a statement Saturday, Clinton said she regrets only half of her statement, emphasizing that it really is deplorable that Trump is affiliated with people from the right-winged alt-right movement and that David Duke and other white supremacists see him as a champion of their values. President Barack Obama paid tribute to the nearly 3,000 people killed in the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. In his weekly media address, the president urged Americans to remember their core values and not give in to prejudice or to fear. On Sunday, the annual 9/11 National Day of Service and Remembrance, the president will observe a moment of silence at the White House. Later, he will speak at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed 15 years ago. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.